This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The flu season is in full swing in St. Lucie County, and the health department warns those who haven't done so to get a flu shot. Michelle Peasley is the department's epidemiology supervisor. She says the idea of a flu season is a bit of a misnomer.
So influenza is actually a disease that can hit any time of the year. Especially because we are a global society, and especially in Florida, because we have a lot of travelers from other parts of the world where it's not necessarily the winter right now. But usually in the United States, it is a fall and winter month kind of disease.
While predicting how bad a flu season is going to be is difficult, Peasley says the signs are there for a rough flu season this year.
The predominant strain that's out there right now is influenza A, and typically the influenza A years are what you would call worse than the influenza B years. They're more severe. The influenza A tends to have more severe symptoms. It causes more complications.
The best way to avoid the flu? Well, you probably already know the answer to that, even if you don't like it.
The best way to avoid getting the flu is to get the vaccine. Always. It's never too late to get the vaccine. You can still go out and get it now. You can call your local health department and make an appointment. You can call your doctor usually to find out if they're able to get you a vaccine. You can call local drugstores and some supermarkets, some of those like little clinics that pop up, depending on your situation, where you can go get it.
The vaccine is always best, but Peasley says there are some other steps you can also take to try to keep the flu away.
Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you're sick, don't sneeze at people. Sneeze in your sleeve. Sneeze under your shirt to the people that lift up their shirt and like sneeze inside.
The vaccine is always best, but Peasley says there are some other steps you can also take to try to keep the flu away.
If you're sick, stay home. Don't take that illness to work and then have everybody else be sick and blaming you. Clean your hands. Always wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. Practice other good health habits. Clean and disinfect frequently surfaces at home, at work, especially if you share workspace with other people.
You can do that with bleach wipes or a disinfectant, but Peasley says to be sure and follow the directions. While washing your hands is best, in a pinch, hand sanitizer works too.
Not a replacement. It can supplement. It can help out hand washing. If you don't have a sink or soap around, then it's certainly better than doing nothing. And it can help a little bit against the flu, and it can help a little bit against the cold, maybe your common cold. But there are other viruses and other things that it won't help at all against, like norovirus.
If you refuse the vaccine because you think it makes you sick, Peasley says that's unlikely.
There can be other things that are making you sick. For instance, you might have been exposed to the flu before you got the shot, and it was just incubating and waiting, so it had absolutely nothing to do with you actually getting the shot. You may have been exposed to a different virus, a different flu virus, than what the shot is actually protecting you against.
Or you could simply have gotten a cold. We'll have a link to more information on the flu on our website, WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.